very good. First of all, thank you all for being here this evening. I'm very happy to be together with you and that we can be worshiping during Holy Week like this. So I thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. I am wondering if any of you have ever saw the book. I think it was published in the 90s, but it may have been the 80s. The book called The Five Love Languages. Any of you ever see that? All right. Pete has and Carol has. All right. Great. That's a very high percentage for this group here. So Gary Chapman wrote that. And the basic premise of the book is that each person has a specific way in which they receive love. And what flows from that is that if someone tries to express love to them in a different way, they don't quite receive it. So there's five ways or love languages that in which that occurs. And these are the ones. Words of affirmation. So, if you're the kind of person whose love language is words of affirmation, and if somebody comes up to you and says, "You are just the greatest," you feel loved. Now, if that's not your love language, you think this person's a scammer, out to get me, whatever it is, whatever you might be thinking. Then there's acts of service. So if somebody wants to express love to you and that's your love language, the way that they would do it, if they're paying attention, is to serve you in some way or another. Whatever is right there at the moment, and you'd be there in service, whatever it is. And then there's receiving gifts. If you feel loved when people give you presents, then the way people around you have to show you that they love you is to give you presents. Nothing wrong with that, but it's just the way that that works. The fourth one is quality time. Some people feel loved when another person spends quality time with them, talking with them, paying attention to them, being together. Not looking at your phone, not watching TV, not drifting off, you get the idea. So and then another one is physical touch. I don't think I have to explain too much about that, but there you are. So those are the five. There's a lot to that. I mean, some people don't like that approach. They think it might be a little too confining, but nonetheless, there's a lot to that. So if you know what someone else's love language is, you can show them your love for them in a way that they actually receive it. You're not defining the way that they receive love. You are paying attention to the way they receive love. Now that opens a door directly to our relationship with Jesus. You didn't think I wasn't going to mention that, did you? This is direct. The commandment Jesus gave us in the gospel reading tonight is, just as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. The way Jesus loves us is the way we love each other. Now that raises the direct question. The important question, do you know how Jesus loves you? How does he do it? How does Jesus express love so that you personally receive it? Knowing that gives you the power, the ability to love other people as Jesus loved you. Because that's the qualifier. It is loving people the way Jesus loved you. So being up on how Jesus loves you is the key. How do you receive it? Now, there's ways to explain it. You can explain it theologically. He emptied himself. And that's one of the ways that he loved us, emptied himself, became like one of us. The big theological word is kenosis, for those of you who are taking notes. Pastorally, you can explain it this way. He carries our burdens. Great explanation of what's going on there. people would agree, yes, he carries our burdens, he must love us. Biblically, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And you can say, well, that's true. The Bible says so, it must be true. All of those are answers to the general question, how does Jesus love us? It is not, they are not answers to the specific question, how does Jesus love me? Now, it'll fall under one of those categories, and you can spend some excellent time studying and trying to catch that. But I think the first thing to catch is, how does Jesus love me? That's the answer that we want. And there's ways to know it. We can either know the facts, yes, Jesus loves us, or we can know the way that Jesus loves us. Now, I think the best is to know both of those, to get it all. I think that's the way to go. So, how does Jesus love you? How do we go about that? Well, if you know your love language, then that's the way Jesus is going to communicate his love for you. Now, of course, there'll be other ways, because Jesus is infinite, of course. But for the most part, the way the love is expressed to you is the way Jesus created you. If he created you to receive love in a certain way, that's the way he's going to be pouring it out to you. Just like many, many other things in the Christian life, God will speak to you, for example, in the way that you hear things. So, if you catch things by having big pictures in your mind, God's going to speak to you in big pictures. He's not going to speak to you the way he speaks to me. You know, an outline, a sentence outline. If you're a big picture person, you're going to have pictures. You know, or if you are a sentence outline person, you're going to have sentences. Okay, you get the idea. However it is. If you think in maps, you're going to get maps. It's because Jesus wants to talk to you, doesn't want you to be missing anything. Great thing about Jesus. Same with his love. Jesus wants you to catch all the love that he has for you. And so he will communicate that to you in the way that he has made you. So, for example, if your love language is words of affirmation, if when somebody comes and tells you, you're great, that was wonderful, unbelievable the way you did that, and you feel loved when that is, you know, not just encouraged, not just built up, not just thinking, well, maybe I'll do it again, but loved, then what Jesus is going to get across to you in one way or another quite often is this: you are my child, and in you I am well pleased. But if your love language is acts of service, then getting answers, getting provision, having people come to help you in whatever it is, whatever the need is, if the need is met, then God will do that to show his love to you, because that's the way you experience love. Now, if you experience it in one of the other ways, and yet God gives you provision, that's great. You know, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm hoping for. But you may not equate that with love. You may equate that with help. You may equate that with power, whatever it is. Okay. And remember, what we're trying to catch is, how do we know Jesus loves us individually, because that's the way we love one another. Maybe yours is receiving gifts. You know, that could happen. That could be the way it is. You know, somebody gives you a present, you feel loved.
I really like the flowers.
I know. Where was I? Oh, yeah. If somebody gives you presents and you really feel loved, that's because that's how you were created. And what Jesus will do is give you gifts. And those gifts will be released in your life. You know, gifts of being an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist. Something in which you are able to walk in the ministry of Jesus. That is a gift. And then you are a gift to the rest of the church. You've loved the way Jesus loved you. Now, some people receive gifts. They don't exactly equate it with love. They've been thinking like, yeah, about time I got one of these or whatever. You know, it's been on my list for years. Things like that could go on in mind because receiving gifts is not their love language. Okay. Quality time. You know, if that's the way you receive love, you might hear Jesus from time to time say, come away with me for a while. That just might go through your mind and your heart, and you want to do that. That's because that's the way you receive love. Or physical touch. With Jesus, if you receive healing, physical healing, and your love language is physical touch, then that is an expression of Jesus' love that you are able to receive deeply into your soul. Or physical acts of worship. The bread and the wine are physical. The things we do physically for worship. And if Jesus is prompting you for that, that's a way of feeling his love flowing through you. So, where are we with this? Well, those are some of the ways that Jesus will show love to you. And the key is for you to know how Jesus shows his love to you. Which of these love languages is yours? So the first thing to do is to ask Jesus, you know, if you're not sure about that, just ask him, open my eyes to the way that you love me. Show me what that is. And Jesus has no reason to hold that back from you. And every reason to let you know what it is. He will call you by the name that he has for you that only you know. In the language that you can receive it. Some of you will remember from Revelation that there are those who will receive the white stone. And what's written on the white stone is a name that only the one who receives it knows. That's Jesus going to the depth of your soul. That's where he's pouring his love and so that you can receive it that way. And he will show you in this in a way that fits you deeply and powerfully. So knowing that, that's the first thing. Living in that, sinking into that, knowing how Jesus loves you helps you, empowers you to love others the way Jesus loves you. And to love others the way Jesus loves you is to know their love language and express to them in the way they receive it. And that can be more of a discipline than we think. I'm sure we do that quite often, but also quite often we might think, well, hey, that person's in need, so I'm going to go give them this. And that might help them, but they might not feel loved by that because acts of service like that are not the way they receive love. It's maybe the way they receive help. But Jesus' command is love one another as I have loved you. Not do to one another what you think they ought to have. Okay, everybody following me? You okay? Anybody want to ask a question at this point? Okay.
I want to make a comment. Can comment?
Yes, you can make a comment.
what strikes me is that you got to get to know somebody to know that.
You do.
You don't just write a check.
No. I mean, they would take the check. I mean, I would take the check, but yeah, you got to get to know the person. Yeah, that's right.
Love them like that.
That's right. And I would suggest that it's getting to know a person on two levels. One is on the level of what you see and observe and the way that they are. The other level is what God sees. And be asking God, what do you see in this person? Can I see what you see? Because I want to love them the way that you love them. How do they receive love? How do you do that for them? How can I go ahead with that? So two levels. Okay. See, that's what it is to show the love of Jesus. So there's knowing the love of Jesus and showing the love of Jesus. Everyone needs to receive that love and can receive it. And there are some people who will receive it through us, especially as we show love to them the way Jesus showed love to us. Okay. I want to encourage you to think about that for a while. Let it sink in. Ask Jesus to remind you of it from time to time, particularly the question, how does Jesus love me? See what happens. What I can guarantee is that it'll only be good. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your commandment to love one another as you have loved us. We ask for the perception, ability, power, and resolve that comes from your Spirit to live that kind of life for the glory of your name. Amen.